supposed to change the volume level, but they play some tricks, so maybe you could tell us exactly what they're doing and what you guys are doing to fix it.
Okay, yeah, the commercial guys kind of sneak in there. They don't really violate anything. There's a maximum level you can go to, and you really can't exceed that on any kind of broadcasting. And the program doesn't exceed that, and the commercial doesn't exceed that. But programs have different characteristics than commercials. For example, if you're broadcasting a football game or a baseball game or a movie, and there's an explosion in the movie or somebody makes a touchdown and the crowd cheers, suddenly you get this huge volume jump. And it's perfectly natural. You want that because that's part of the excitement of the programming. Now that jump, let's say, goes up to that maximum level. And you have to have room for that. So you put the announcers down lower and you leave the headroom so that volume jump can go up to that maximum level without going over. The guys that produce the commercials, they do that ahead of time. They know exactly where their maximum level is and they know exactly what the levels of the commercial are. And so they push everything to that maximum level. So essentially, it's a high dynamic range program and you all of a sudden insert a very compressed or low dynamic range piece of material into it, and the impression is it really jumps. The other thing that happens a lot of times, especially if you have some kind of a drama program, for dramatic effect, they'll kind of taper off towards the end of the scene, and then bang, the commercial comes on, and it's all compressed and it's jumping all over the place. So, in part of our research, we studied exactly how these guys do this, and we learned how to get that under control and not lose the dynamic range of the programming, but maintain the commercial at some kind of a reasonable level so it doesn't blow you out of your seat. The other thing, I think, is the inter-channel shifts. Different channels have different requirements. For example, a football game, as I mentioned before, has a high dynamic range requirement. But CNN, or this show, for example, is essentially guys sitting around talking on a table, and they don't have those huge possible explosions or applause, so they can run their